Thank you so much for being here, ladies and gentlemen. I am in a lot of pain and sorrow over everything that's happening in the Middle East, and I would love for you to join me in this prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you with heavy hearts, grieving for the countless lives lost and the families shattered by violence and conflict in the Middle East and in every corner of the world. We lift up those who have been affected, both the departed souls and their grieving loved ones, seeking solace, healing, and peace. Lord, we earnestly pray for those who have lost their lives in the midst of strife and turmoil. May their souls find eternal rest and peace in your loving embrace. Grant comfort and strength to their families, friends, and communities as they navigate through this pain and sorrow. Father of compassion, we beseech you to bring peace to the war-torn lands of the Middle East. We ask for wisdom and courage for leaders and all those involved, that they may strive for understanding, dialogue, and reconciliation, rather than conflict. May the seeds of peace be sown, and may the hearts and minds be opened to the possibility of a brighter and harmonious future. Extend your divine hand to all those facing troubles and challenges across the globe. Heal the broken, comfort the grieving, and guide the lost. May love, understanding, and compassion prevail over hatred and violence, bringing forth a world where unity, respect, and empathy are the cornerstone of our interactions. Help us, Lord, to be instruments of peace in our own lives and communities. Inspire us to love one another, to seek understanding in our differences, and to work tirelessly for justice, equality, and reconciliation. Grant us the strength to overcome fear and division, and let us walk the path of love and compassion. We place our hopes and fears at your feet, trusting that you hear our prayers and that you will guide us towards a future of peace and unity. In your holy name we pray. Amen. I'm also thinking of us and all that we've been through in this country, with everything we're hearing on the news and the politics and COVID, and we're still not completely recovered. Many cities and countries are still struggling. And before we can completely heal from that, we have like things popping up one after another. So, like I said in this prayer, some of us are not in a position of power to change things, but we can pray. It's the least that we can do. So let's pray and meditate and send love and light to all those who need it. Thank you so much for your prayers and listening in. And I'm sending you, my listeners, love and light as well. Have a good evening.